This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 151. Why paraphrasing is a golden opportunity for a 7 or higher on writing. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show.
In today's IELTS Energy Podcast, we're going to talk about where and when you should paraphrase, why you should paraphrase in Writing Task 2, and specific advice on how to get better.
Hey, Jessica, how you doing?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. The better question is, how are you?
Oh my gosh, thanks for asking. I've been better.
Oh God. That sounds so sad.
I know.
Open up. Tell us what's wrong.
I know. I have a hard time being vulnerable, Jessica. It's one of my tough parts, you know, one of those things that I find hard. But I'm sick. I'm sick again. It's just terrible. Oh. I mean, our listeners know that I was sick 2 weeks ago and now I'm sick again. And oh gosh, I don't know what happened, but maybe working too hard.
Yeah, maybe. Well, you know, if you don't like completely get over something, your immune system is run down, right? And it's just you're way more susceptible to further germs and colds and whatever.
There you go. There you go. So I guess I never got rid of the cold, but that's okay because we are back. The show must go on, as we always say.
What a trooper. Listeners, I think you should write Lindsay some sincere thank yous for being so dedicated to giving you guys IELTS test prep information, because that's amazing.
Well, thank you. I'm inspired by Seinfeld. Seinfeld has this quote. He says, "Don't break the chain." I love that quote. When someone asked him about his preparation, why is he such a great comedian? He's a great comedian because he actually does the work. And this is an important lesson for our listeners. He shows up every morning at his desk and he writes out his jokes, right? He doesn't just show up on stage and come up with ideas. He writes out his jokes and he says, don't break the chain, because if you don't practice for one day, it's very easy to not practice the next day.
And how apt is that for our listeners? I mean, look at these amazingly successful people. It's not luck. They're not just, you know, they don't just hang around drinking champagne all the time and then rock up on stage. You know what I mean? I watched a documentary about Joan Rivers, which was really good, by the way. And then another documentary about Woody Allen.
Ooh, yeah.
Similar work ethics. Like, it showed this wall in Joan Rivers, like, millions of dollars apartment. You know, because she was that successful. But the whole wall is covered with tiny, tiny drawers with like millions of jokes. Everything she's written, she's organized into this massive filing system. And like Woody Allen also, he writes for at least 3 hours every day, no matter if he has ideas, he's working on something or not. Like, he just sits down and he writes. Like,
I love it. But you know what, Jessica? It's hard because our culture, and I think the world culture, not just American culture, just present day culture, only shows us the after product, right? They only show us that actor getting the award, the Grammy, whatever it is, the singer. They don't show the 10, 20 years of work that came before that when they weren't known yet.
Right. Yeah. Guys, you should, if you're curious about this topic, which you should. I mean, you could find inspiration from these other successful people who have put in the work and most likely had years of not being successful before, you know, they achieved their dreams. On Netflix, guys, there are so many amazing documentaries about a lot about musicians, actually, but also about comedians like Woody Allen and Joan Rivers. There's a new documentary about Tig Notaro. Taro, and she is a very inspirational story. It's just called Tig, T-I-G. But yeah, check out some of these documentaries on Netflix. So Yeah, I think they'd be inspirational. Yeah.
And these would also make really good ideas to use on the speaking test. Again, writing tests, the more ideas, the culture of thinking, it always comes back to that, Jessica. The more ideas we have in our mind, the more material we have to work with, and the less likely it is that our mind will go blank because there's something in the mind.
I know, right? It's like, yeah, it's like, exactly. Yeah. It's impossible to go blank just because there is stuff there.
Yeah, you got it.
But yeah, I mean, if I had a student in like speaking part three answer, well, you know, in a piece of work, the documentary about Joan Rivers, she blah, blah, blah. Mm. I would be like so amazingly impressed. That would, oh God, that'd be awesome. Or if somebody quoted Woody Allen in their task two essay, guys, you can do no wrong with these pieces of information in your head.
Right, because it's different. It's not what every candidate is doing. It's something exceptional and special, and that's what sets you apart, right, Jessica?
Exactly. That's what defines a 7 or higher, being special, being interesting. A 6 is a student who just does the textbooks. A 7 is a student who challenges themselves and makes themselves watch these documentaries about stand-up comedy, like try to understand these jokes in English, you know, because that's not easy. So this is what pushes you above that 6 for sure.
I love it. So we need to be able to be exceptional by bringing in these new ideas, and then we also need to know the basics, right? And we got a good question on writing from one of our awesome listeners, and the question was about in the argument essay, she wanted to know how to paraphrase the topic.
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really good. Could we question. Answer that today? What do you think? Should we take a stab at it?
No, let's wait till tomorrow. You know what? I'm just not feeling it today. Let's just
You're not
finish.
Inspired?
Let's just cut. No, I'm just joking. That'd be so funny if I did that one day.
What a tease.
And I just totally hung up, be like, sorry, guys. See you tomorrow. Okay. So that's a really good question, because we talk a lot about writing task one. Everybody, every, you know, language course or IELTS test prep tutor, whoever, they're going to tell you that you have to be able to paraphrase the task one question. And we practice that in our course. We practice that. But task two, we don't talk about that, because you don't necessarily have to put that in the outline. You know what I mean? It's not like a must of the equation when we talk about how to write an introduction, how to do this. Having said that, you will have to mention all parts of the question in your essay. Okay. So for example, a really good way to think about it is that if there are two sentences in the question, so for example, some people say that studying art in school is very beneficial, period. However, other people say that that should be an elective because it doesn't benefit everyone. You know, there's two different opinions. In your essay, you will have to explore those two different opinions, and you cannot copy the sentences in your introduction, in your body, in your conclusion. Nowhere in your essay can you copy those questions, because those words will not count as part of your essay. Like, they'll be taken out. Ooh. So that could impact your score.
Okay, so we need to be able to do this. And I know that we've talked about paraphrasing in the speaking test as a really good strategy, one of our awesome insider strategies on how to push that score higher. But this is about paraphrasing in writing. So what do we need to know about this?
So you have to, first of all, you can't copy the whole sentence, of course, but you also can't copy a significant chunk of the sentence. So if the question, let's go back to that example question. Some people think that art is not beneficial. If you copy that phrase, some people think that art is not beneficial, that's like long enough to be copied that it would still not be counted as part of your essay, because you know what? Those are not your words.
Right.
We're grading you on your English, not the test English. We're grading you on your English. So you have to be able to paraphrase, but you have to be able to paraphrase in a few different ways. So if you're paraphrasing it like, humanities are beneficial, Or let's say, no, humanities are advantageous. That's a paraphrase. But you can't just repeat that. Humanities are advantageous because I think humanities are advantageous for this reason. Like, you can't just use that same phrase. You have to be able to show the examiner your ability to paraphrase, to come up with synonyms and parallel expressions.
Well, it's really an opportunity, isn't it, Jessica, to show off your vocabulary, right? Exactly. It's an opportunity more than anything.
Exactly. And if you, you know, if you repeat stuff, you could still get a six. That's fine. If it's, you know, good vocab. But again, guys, if you're going to push yourself to a seven, if you're going to reach those higher levels, which are needed for the meatier dreams that you have, these better universities, the immigration, then you're going to need to expand your vocabulary. And one point that's really important here, guys. When you paraphrase, it doesn't have to be all amazing words. Like, you don't just have to have, you know, what do we say? Like 50 cent words for everything. Like, you can paraphrase in simpler language and it's going to help your score, you know, rather than just repeating. So, like, instead of saying art classes, you can say, drawing lessons. Like, that's not amazing. That's normal vocab, but you're paraphrasing and that shows your communication skills are higher.
Okay. So just the fact that you're paraphrasing is enough. It doesn't have to be, you know, amazing vocabulary. Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Got
students,
it.
That's good. Students are always afraid to use like simple vocabulary on writing, but you know what? It's better than repeating yourself and it's way better than copying the test question. So those are your choices.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, in some cultures in the world, I think we do a lot more kind of rote memorization, right? So this might be a habit, just kind of taking in information and spitting it back and repeating it back. So this may be a skill we have to learn. If you've already taken the IELTS exam a couple of times and you're not getting the score you need, maybe it's because you don't know what the examiner wants. You can find out exactly what the examiner wants when you take our course, Three Keys IELTS Success System. Go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and get into your trial for just $1 for the first 3 days. See you at IELTS.allearsenglish.com.
Exactly. Exactly. So let's do some examples. Let's teach by example here.
Okay.
This is a difficult test question. So, this is an example from, I'll tell you where it's from. It's from Cambridge 7. All right. So you guys might have this book and be practicing this essay. So this will help you. It is generally believed that some people are born with certain talents, for instance, for sport or music and others are not. So that's the first part of the question. How could we paraphrase that?
Well, let's break it down into chunks, shall we?
Yeah. So it is generally believed that. What's another way to say that?
Yeah. So I think most people think that would be one thing we could say. Most people think that.
Totally. A majority of society feel that.
It is often.
Yeah, and like nothing we're saying is like super amazing advanced vocabulary, guys, but nonetheless, it is still formal and they're perfect paraphrases.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So this really isn't that hard as long as we break it up. Break it down. Yeah.
All right. So that's the first part. And then some people are born with certain talents, for instance, sport or music.
So we could say, for example, well, what's another way of saying some people?
Well, we could say a certain portion or you could just say a few individuals have natural talents or natural abilities or some. You could still say some people, but just paraphrase the rest and say some people are natural athletes and musicians or natural athletes and artists.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. We could use the word possess instead of have if we just want to throw in a new.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And then the next part is, however, it is sometimes claimed that any child can be taught to become a good sports person or musician. That's impossible.
you don't agree?
I don't agree with that statement one bit.
Can you read the statement one more time just so we can hear it again?
Yeah.
It is sometimes claimed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is sometimes claimed that any child can be taught to become a good sports person or musician.
Well, sometimes claimed could go back again to some people believe or some people mm-hmm. say, right?
So yeah. On the test, guys, you're going to need a bunch of paraphrases for opinions because this is, that's what it's about. You know, 90% right. of the questions, if not more, are going to be about opinions and you have to give your opinion and talk about others. So you Ooh. Need a lot of paraphrases. So, some people feel, a portion of society think, a majority of individuals believe.
Or what about this one? A common point of view is.
Ooh, nice, I like nice, that. Nice. Yeah. A common point of view is really good. Some are of the opinion that, or you can make it passive. It is sometimes thought, or.
Some argue, right? Some people argue, right? Argue or believe is the same. It's really the same thing when we're talking about it from this level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So, oh my gosh, guys, if you don't pause this podcast and write down everything we're saying right now, you're losing out.
This is gold, Jessica. It is gold, pure gold coming through your earbuds, guys.
For real. And, you know, keep in mind, this is not just for writing task two. It's also for all of the speaking tests when you're constantly asked for your opinion. So,
oh yeah,
this that's stuff another, you can use it all over. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you guys come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and type in paraphrase into the search bar, you should come up with the episode we did a month or two ago about paraphrasing on the speaking test. Yes.
Really good strategy that we should totally trademark because I haven't seen it anywhere else. That's a total IELTS energy strategy, guys.
Exactly. Yeah. You got it.
All right. So the rest of the sentence, any child can be taught to become a good sports person or musician.
Okay. So any child can be, let's see. Any child. What's another way to say any child?
So, well, you could just say anyone or you could say all youngsters.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You could say most, although most is a little bit different from any.
Slightly, but it wouldn't matter on the test. Like that. Okay.
So it could work. So most children, right? Most children can be taught.
Mm-hmm. Or all. Cause that'd have the same meaning, right?
So, yeah, exactly.
All children can learn.
Yeah.
Or we could take it a step further. We could say all children can, gain the skills or obtain the skills to become a professional athlete or artist.
Right. Or all children are able to build the skills, right? It's a great, a quick way to paraphrase can is just to be able to, right? Cause it means the same thing. So anytime you see can, just use be able to. Easy.
And this idea of be taught would be the same as learn, right?
Yeah, okay.
From the passive to the active.
Good point.
The get, right? Get is a really bad academic English word. So we can say obtain or receive.
Acquire.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I agree. Get is kind of, is bland and it's not specific enough in the writing world, but it's used so much as part of a phrasal verb in speaking, right? So it's something that our listeners want to learn, but when you're writing, guys, it's not super articulate. You could be more articulate.
Exactly. And I mean, we do say that the academic writing rules do not describe all the IELTS writing rules, but some of them do. Like, you still want to be aware of style, of academic style, and this is one of those things. These super easy general words like get, thing, stuff, people, like, these are just, they're too general and they're too easy, and we need to have a list in our vocabulary notebooks. Again, ding, ding, pause, write this down. Have a list in your vocabulary notebooks of paraphrases, higher level words for these exact things. Get, people, thing, stuff.
Right. I think it goes back again to the concept of opportunities. It is an opportunity to like scratch out that word get and let's think of something better to plug it in to get the 7 that we want. Right.
To obtain the 7, you mean.
You got it. I love it. All right.
All right. Unfortunately, there's no way to paraphrase numbers. I can't paraphrase seven, so.
No, yeah. All you can say. Seven. Hey, we know what a seven is. There's no further explanation required. That's what we're going for.
To obtain a 6.1. No, 6 plus 1. Okay, never mind.
math. Okay. All right. Let's finish up for today. This has been really good. So guys, if you want to learn more about paraphrasing in speaking, come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com. And when you come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com, you'll also learn more about our course where you can go deeper with these concepts and work with us. So very cool. Jessica, thanks for hanging out today. I apologize for my voice, but hopefully next week it'll be back.
Oh, you'll be fine. Hang in there, okay. Tiger.
All right. Take care. See you soon.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.